Jabba could only think the worst. Huts weren't prone to every passing bug and infection. Most poisons didn't work on them. Something was badly wrong. He didn't have to work hard on his anger act now.
You have reason to think my son is ill?
TKO carried on unperturbed.
Someone on a ship outbound from Tatooine accessed the GASSH database to download information on hot childhood illnesses. And that ship landed on Teth.
Jabba summoned TC-70, his interpreter droid.
Dispatch the bounty hunters to Teth immediately, and pay these two.
He leaned forward slowly and fixed Gaib first, then TKO, with slow blinking eyes.
I'll keep you. Make yourselves available whenever I call, and you get a handsome retainer.
What if we're busy?
Then you get a decent funeral, or scrapyard of your choice.
You'd be amazed how fast our customer response times can be,
said Gaib, physically turning TKO toward the doors with both hands.
A pleasure doing business with you, Lord Jabba.
Jabba didn't even see them go. He'd closed his eyes for a moment, every dread passing through his imagination. The scum that had taken Rata might have botched the kidnap. They'd harmed him, accident or not, and when he caught them, he would harm them in ways they couldn't even begin to imagine. He opened his eyes again. The silent, anxious faces of the entertainers, servants, and guards stared back at him. The palace had had the air of an interrupted funeral for the last 2 days. He fought an urge to travel to Teth himself, but that was what he paid others to do, and he needed to be here to oversee operations. There was no telling what might happen if he turned his back and left Tatooine. Coups weren't unknown, but there had been no ransom demand. Whatever the kidnappers wanted, it wasn't the usual pile of untraceable cash creds or erodium ingots. So there was every possibility that the leverage they were seeking was territorial. Or it might have been simple revenge. A rival crime syndicate, or even a rival Hutt Kajitic. Jabba had amassed a respectable list of would-be-if-they-got-the-chance enemies over the centuries. Not that any of them had shown the courage or daring to take him on, yet. But wars created turmoil, and some fool might see this as a good time to take advantage of the chaos growing all around. Black Sun? No, they wouldn't dare. Nobody wanted a gangland war now that there were rich pickings to be had from the real one. Or the Republic. It wasn't the Republic's piously high-minded style, but he didn't trust Palpatine, and so he'd see what his request for Jedi help would shake down. If Palpatine put serious effort into it, the Jedi would pick up Rata's trail. If they didn't, then Jabba would know that the Republic either wanted nothing from him, or had some involvement. Win-win, of a kind. Jabba suspected everybody at the moment. He would rule them out one by one, then he would punish whoever was left.
Captain,
he said. The Nikto waiting by his dais, the head of his security detail, snapped to attention.
Has the crew of the sail barge remembered anything else about the kidnapping? Any more useful detail at all?
No, Lord Jabba.
Have they tried very hard, do you think?
Yes, Lord.
Execute them, then.
Nobody in the throne room breathed. A thin wisp of smoke drifted toward the ceiling from a rare Halimo oil lamp. There wasn't a twitch or a sigh, but Jabba was satisfied that the point had been made to his entourage. He wasn't lashing out in anguish. Not at all. He wasn't mired in helpless rage. He was making it clear that failure on that scale could not be tolerated, and had to be punished. No, he wasn't out of control or weakened. He was certain. He was just managing his empire. Business as usual. He took another Gorog from the jar and swallowed it head first.